Hey, everybody, it's me, Mike Evans. Welcome to Wednesday. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the very unlikely person to have their picture on the cover of the New York Times. Not the New York Post, the New York Times. Kim Kardashian, Kate Upton, or Kato Kaelin. P.S. This was years ago. Movie review. Edge of Tomorrow opens this week. Another sci-fi where aliens, they're called mimics in this movie, are out to conquer the world. Tom Cruise stars and he's good. No, make that Tom Cruise is great as Major Cage, an Army PR guy that still has a lot of fight in him. Movie barely starts when Tom is sent to the front and he's killed. But hold on, like Groundhog Day, there's a time warp and he keeps coming back. Tom Cruise is excellent in this movie. And Emily Blunt is the female star. She is sensational. The movie is thrilling, exciting, and it's also very funny. Perfect summer blockbuster, best so far this summer, Edge of Tomorrow, opens Friday, PG-13. 1 hour, 42 minutes, 4 stars. Movie news, Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood, will star in a biopic as the greatest bull rider ever. By the way, bull riding is becoming big sport. It's also getting a lot more television time. Right now, the movie favored to win the Razzie as the worst movie of the year is Million Ways to Die in the West. TV News, V. Stefano, that is Donald Sterling's concubine who leaked those racist tapes, she's trying to get her own TV reality show. What has this world come to? And I can't tell you how much NBC's Brian Williams hates Matt Lauer, but Brian Williams won't even be in the same building at the same time as Matt Lauer. And the pop quiz question, what very unlikely person had their picture on the front page of the New York Times? Kim Kardashian, Kate Upton, or Kato Kaelin?
I'll say Kim Kardashian.
On February 13th, 2012, a couple years ago, Kate Upton's picture was on the cover of the New York Times with a story about her calling her a, quote, self-made internet phenomenon. There you go. I'll be back tomorrow. Mike Evans.
See ya.